This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas accepts a Gaza ceasefire deal, but Israel says it will continue talks and launches strikes in southern Gaza's Rafah, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hamas announced it accepted an Egyptian and Qatari ceasefire proposal, which Israel says it's reviewing and will further discuss, but will also keep operating in Gaza at the same time. That all came after White House spokesman John Kirby said President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spent a half hour on the phone.
And the president was consistent again this morning that we don't support ground operations in Rafah.
The developments leave a glimmer of hope for a deal to at least pause the fighting and free Hamas hostages. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There were explosions in Rafah on Monday as Israel's military carried out airstrikes hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city. Israel has been threatening to launch incursions in Rafah, where more than a million people uprooted by the war have been sheltering. Israel says Rafah harbors potentially dozens of hostages and thousands of fighters of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An American soldier was detained in Russia last week on charges of criminal misconduct, the U.S. Army said on Monday. The soldier, whose name was not released, adds to the number of Americans held in Russia at a time of deep tensions with Washington over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Russia notified the U.S. State Department, which, quote, is providing appropriate consular support to the soldier in Russia, and the Army notified his family, an Army spokeswoman said on Monday. This